Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 191. Today we are going to continue discussion on the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the adrenal cortex. Please do not forget the most important biological conflict linked to the adrenal cortex. I am repeating it here, having chosen a wrong path. Having thrown off course, having gone into a wrong direction, having made the wrong decision or wrong choice. We also saw yesterday the cell loss in the adrenal cortex is the change happening in the conflict active phase of its SBS. During the healing phase, the lost cells are to be replaced. As a result, there will take place the formation of adrenal cyst at the site of cell loss or necrosis. During the PCLA phase, the adrenal cells multiply inside the cyst as an attempt to refill the lost tissue. In fact, the conventional medicine is seeing this multiplication of cells and diagnosing the condition as adrenal cancer. It is useful to remember how they diagnose adrenal cancer also in relation to the adrenal medulla, which we studied under the organs controlled from the brainstem. According to the GNM Compass, we know in the case of organs controlled from old brain, including the brainstem, there will be cell multiplication during the conflict activity and so. Adrenal cancers called pheochromocytoma will be developed in adrenal medulla during the CA phase. Without understanding that the new cells are in reality the cells produced by nature as a part of the replenishment process, the conventional medicine is qualifying the new cells wrongly as cancer cells. It is very useful to remember that the formation of adrenal cyst is the nature's method of serving the biological purpose. By the necrosis or cell loss during the CA phase, nature served another purpose, that is to decrease the production of stress hormone in order to slow down the individual who has set on the wrong path, etc. The nature's purpose during the healing phase or cell replenishment process of the formation of the adrenal cyst is the production of increased quantity of stress hormones. Thus, the organism is assisted by nature to stay on the right track. It is very interesting to understand that it takes exactly 9 months' time for hardening the cyst and becoming an integral part of the adrenal cortex to produce stress hormones like other parts of the organ. This happens only if the conflicts are not relapsed or recurred. Similar formation of cysts happen in kidney, ovary and testicle, which we study under different headings. You have to understand also that in cases of all organs and tissues that derive from the new mesoderm, the biological purpose is really served by nature at the end of the healing phase. So, in the case of adrenal cortex also, the organ is made stronger than before so that it can be better prepared to meet with another conflict of similar nature in future. In very extreme cases of conflict activity, of very intense conflict, this adrenal cyst formed during the healing phase can become very large and then the hormones it produces also will become quite excess. This hyperadrenalism is called as Kohn syndrome if the aldosterone production is excess and as Cushing syndrome if the cortisol production is excess. There are typical physical signs in cases of Cushing syndrome. They are the round-shaped face or moon face, weight gain especially on the neck, upper back and trunk, etc. The Cushing syndrome is usually associated with puffy face caused by the water retention as a result of abandonment conflict or existence conflict called the syndrome in GNM. It is good to remember that all these symptoms may be present in cases of overuse of corticosteroid drugs. We can call these cases as iatrogenic Cushing syndrome. It was told earlier while explaining the functions of the adrenal cortex that in addition to the stress hormones of cortisol and aldosterone, it produces androgens also. The hormone androgens is responsible for the hair growth in face, chest, etc. Therefore, if a woman has Cushing syndrome, she will have extra growth of hair in face and other parts of the body. This extra growth of hair occurring as a result of increased production of androgens is known as hirsutism. With this, we are completing the discussion of the biological special program of the adrenal cortex. Please wait for discussion on another organ controlled from the cerebral medulla tomorrow. With my best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.